Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to pull a Jungle 808 tale for that 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12. And if that sounds fancy, don't worry, because this is really about one thing, making your low end hit hard, then get out of the way in a controlled, musical way. In jungle and early dark drum and bass, the 808 isn't just a big sub-sound. It's part of the rhythm. It should feel deep, ominous, and alive, but not sloppy. If the tail rings too long, it starts stepping on the kick, the snare, the breakbeat, and the reese. So today, we're going to shape that tail so it feels tucked, dark, and proper for a DNB mix. We'll use stock Ableton tools, keep it beginner-friendly, and think a little bit like a mastering engineer too, because low-end control is really what makes this style work. First, pick a solid 808 source. You can use a sample, simpler, drum rack, or even operator if you want to synthesize one from scratch. For this lesson, simpler is the easiest starting point. Drag an 808 sample onto a MIDI track, and Ableton will load it into simpler automatically. If it's a one-shot sample, set simpler to one-shot mode. Keep voices at one so the notes don't stack weirdly, and unless you specifically need tempo sync, leave warp off for now. That keeps the sub clean and natural. Now, the important part. Choose the right type of 808. For jungle and dark DNB, you usually don't want a super glossy trap style 808 with a giant long sustain. You want something a little dirtier, a little shorter, and round enough to sit under breakbeats. Think heavy, not shiny. Here's the first big beginner tip. Think note length, not just sample length. That means the MIDI note itself matters too. Even if the sample has some tail, a shorter MIDI note can help keep the bass from overhanging the groove. Next, let's pull the tail with amplitude shaping. Open the controls tab in simpler and shape the envelope. Start with attack at 0, because you want the bass to hit right away. Then set decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. A really good starting point for this style is around 220 milliseconds. Keep sustain at 0%, and set release somewhere around 40 milliseconds. That combo gives you a tail that's still present, but it falls away quickly enough to leave space for the drums. That's the whole vibe. Controlled, dark, and not too polite. If the bass still feels too long, shorten the decay. If it feels too chopped, give it a little more release. Small moves matter here. You're sculpting the groove, not just the sound. Now tune the 808 to the track. This is one of those things that beginners skip, and it makes everything sound weaker than it should. A jungle 808 is only really heavy when it lands in tune with the track. If your song is in F minor, try aiming the 808 fundamental around F. If the kick already has a strong tone in the low end, you might want the 808 to support a related note like the fifth or another note that fits the harmony. Use Ableton's tuner if you need help finding the pitch. Then adjust the transpose in simpler or in the clip. Don't just throw a random sub into the mix and hope it works. A tuned low end sounds bigger, cleaner, and more expensive instantly. Now let's clean up the tail with EQ8. Put EQ8 after simpler. Start with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. Then listen for mud around 200 to 400 Hz. If the tail feels boxy, pull a little out there. If there's any clicky or harsh upper harmonic stuff, try a small dip around 2 to 5 kHz. For a darker jungle tone, you usually want the 808 to feel deep, not bright. So don't overdo the top end. But also don't carve away the fundamental. The sub still needs to speak. Now, here's where things get fun. Add controlled saturation. A pulled 808 tail often needs a little harmonic content, so it can still be heard on smaller speakers. The sub itself may be short and tucked, but the ear still needs something to grab onto. That's where saturator comes in. Try saturator after EQ8. Add around 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn on soft clip, and then trim the output so the level stays under control. You're not trying to crush it. You're trying to give it a little shadow, a little attitude, so the bass translates better. If you want more texture, you can also try drum bus very lightly. Keep the drive modest, use crunch carefully, and usually avoid too much boom unless you really want extra bloom. In jungle, too much boom can make the whole track feel slower. We want tight, not bloated. If the bass still feels too wild, control it with compression. You can use compressor or glue compressor here. The goal isn't loudness for the sake of loudness. The goal is to keep the tail even and pull it back naturally. A good starting point for compressor is a ratio around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, attack around 10 to 3 milliseconds, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to smooth things out without flattening the life out of the note. If your ace 108 is on a base boss with other low-end elements, blue compressor can be nice too. Keep it subtle. A little movement, a little blue. That's it. Now for one of the most important parts in drama and bass, sidechain the 808 to the kick. This is what makes the tail really pull away when the kick hits. Put a compressor on the 808 and turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack between 0.1 and 2 milliseconds. Release between 50 and 120 milliseconds. And set the threshold so you're getting around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If the bass feels too pumped, shorten the release. If it feels too stiff or static, lengthen it a bit. You want the kick and the tail to have separate jobs. The kick gives you punch. The 808 gives you weight. They should work together, not fight for the same space. Now let's add some movement with volume automation. This is where the track starts to feel like 90s jungle instead of just a loop. In that era, bass often felt like it was breathing with the arrangement. So automate the 808 level in key moments. Bring it up on the first hit of a phrase. Tuck it back a little when the break gets busy. Pull it down before fills or transitions. Then let it return on the downbeat. A simple way to practice this is to make an 8-bar loop. Put the 808 a little louder on the first bar, and slightly lower on the busy sections. Even tiny changes can make the groove feel more intentional, and way more musical. If you want extra darkness without wrecking the clean sub, use a parallel distortion return. Create a return track and put something like saturator or pedal on it. Then high-pass that return around 120 Hz with EQ 8 so it doesn't fight the actual sub. Send only a little of the 808 to that return. This gives you gritty mid harmonics and keeps the low end itself clean and heavy. That's a super useful trick in DNB because the clean low layer stays solid, while the distorted layer gives the bass some character on smaller systems. Now check the whole thing in the master context. Since this lesson is about mastering style control, we need to hear the bass in the full mix, not just in solo. On the master, keep the chain gentle. Maybe the utility if you need low-end control, a small EQ correction if necessary, a glue compressor with only a little gain reduction, and a limiter just to catch peaks while you test. Ask yourself, does the 808 disappear when the break comes in? Is the tail fighting the kick? Is there too much sub below 30 Hz? Does it still translate on headphones and smaller speakers? And remember this important coaching point. If the tail is too long, fix it at the source first. Don't rely on the master to solve a bass problem that really belongs in the sound design and arrangement stage. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, letting the 808 ring too long. In fast jungle and DNB, that can destroy clarity really fast. Shorten the decay, use sidechain, and automate the level. Second, oversaturating the sub. If you distort it too hard, you can lose the punch and the tuning. Keep the saturation subtle, and use parallel processing for extra grit. Third, forgetting to tune the 808. An off-key sub can make the whole track feel cheap, even if everything else is strong. And fourth, not checking the kick relationship. The kick and the tail need different jobs. If both are trying to be the sub, the groove gets blurry. Here are a few pro tips if you want to push this darker. Try a shorter, punchier 808 in the faster sections. At 170 to 175 BPM, shorter tails often feel heavier because they leave more room for the drums. You can also layer a sine sub under a gritty 808 if you want more depth. Keep the sine clean and the upper layer dirty. That's a classic move. And if you want some old school attitude, add a tiny bit of pitch glide, just a little. Not trap-style exaggerated swoops. We're aiming for subtle movement, like the bass is falling away. You can also use a parallel distortion return and sidechain that too, so the gritty harmonic stuck out of the kick's way. Let's do a quick practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. Program a classic breakbeat pattern. Add a kick on the downbeat or between break hits. Place an 808 note on bar 1 and bar 3. Shape it with simpler using a short decay, then clean it with a Q8, add a little saturator, and use compressor sidechain ducking from the kick. Then automate the 808 volume so bar 3 is slightly lower than bar 1. Finally, bounce the loop and listen at low volume. That low volume check is huge. If the tail still feels intentional when the monitors are quiet, your balance is probably good. If it disappears completely, you may need more harmonic content, not more sub. So to recap, pulling a jungle 808 tail for 90s-inspired darkness in Ableton Live 12 means starting with the right 808, shortening the decay, tuning it properly, cleaning it with EQ, adding subtle saturation, sidechaining it to the kick, automating the level for movement and checking everything in the full mix. The big idea is simple. Dark DNB bass should feel heavy, controlled, and rhythmically aware. When the tail is pulled correctly, the whole track sounds tighter, deeper, and way more authentic. All right, that's the move. Next time you build a jungle drop, don't just think about how hard the 808 hits. Think about how elegantly it disappears. That's where the darkness lives.